Blog Talk Radio.
Us all over the world, where can you go from His presence? East, south, north? You are welcome to the arena of liberty. That you are not here do not make a difference. Just believe. Believing is our connection. Hallelujah. The message today, warfare is necessary. Tell your neighbor. I'm taking you to the book of Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Listen to that. It's a message for you and a message for me. Church. This is a message for you. The reason so many of us are weak is because we are not armed. We are supposed to be the battle axes in the hands of God. You know what it means to be the battle axes in the hands of God? This is God. This is Assis. Who is to talk? God, the person that is cutting it. This Assis cannot talk. When we are armed, we will not fight against people. We will not strive against people. We will not stand on the people and begin to say, that man is good, that man is not good. If we are strong spiritually, our love becomes protection against the hatred of the adversary. If we are strong spiritually, our faithfulness becomes protection against unfaithfulness of the adversary. That is, when you send arrow to me, if I'm a true pastor, I will receive that arrow. I will keep it. I will not take that arrow and send it back to you. Why? Because the Lord has promised me of setting a table before me. in the presence of those who are setting our road. This issue of send back to sender is not scriptural. If you send the arrow, I will collect the arrow and keep it somewhere, because I know you will come one day. The Bible says, I will set a table before you in the presence of your enemy. If you take that the same arrow and send it back, what will happen? By the time the Lord will set a table, who will be there? We are to battle the spiritual entities that cause crisis and tension in our business, in our spiritual life, in our home, in our marriage. This is what we are to battle, not human beings. Tell your neighbor, we are to battle the spiritual entities that cause crisis and tension in our home, in our marriage, in our spiritual life, in our business. When you begin to speak against your neighbor, you are fighting the wrong battle. When you go the way of the cross, you begin to see every attack as a blessing. That is the way of our Lord Jesus Christ, the way Jesus handled every trial. You begin to see every trial, every persecution as a blessing. Yes, indeed. Afflictions are meant for our spiritual benefit. Trials are meant for our spiritual benefit. That is, are meant to maintain our union with God. Many of us are here today because of the trouble we have. The trouble are meant to maintain our spiritual union. Tell your neighbor, be strong. Be strong for service. Be strong for suffering. Be strong for fighting. Be strong. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Therefore, be strong for service. Be strong for fighting. Be strong for suffering. We have enemies to fight against, a captain to fight for, a banner to fight under. Our enemy is not flesh or blood. Your enemy is not your colleague. Your enemy is not your neighbor. Your neighbor could be those who do not share the same faith with you. Your neighbor could be those who really hate you. You know, they hate you. They want you to die. They are not your enemy, my brother. The body you are seeing, physical body, appearance, you are seeing, they are not your enemy. Tell your neighbor, we have enemies to fight against, a captain to fight for, a banner to fight under.
The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we'll sing, glory,
you may be seated. Thank you, Lord. When you begin to fight against people, striving against people, you are fighting flesh and blood, and you are fighting wrong battle. Tell your neighbor, apply yourself to your work, apply yourself to your duties as Christian soldiers. Our weapon of warfare is what? When you look at the book of Acts 16, verse 17, Paul was an agent of light, while the slave girl was an agent of darkness. Such connection will be unequally yoked. You can't bring them together. The slave girl was trying to transform herself as an agent of light by saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God. Listen to what they have to say." And Paul looked back. The Bible says he was grieved and commanded the spirit to get out of her, and she was delivered. That is our principle. That is our philosophy in the scripture. We don't fight by campaigning or cannoning. We deliver people. Church, we walk by what? It is common today, especially church people, to profess or to try to cast out devil. A man can be a Christian by profession and not such in heart. A man can be a pastor in profession and not such in heart. Ask yourself, did you in the past confess failure? Why are you living in the failure realm? It means what we are saying every day, that in Jesus' name, you are not such in heart. Do you ever confess sickness in the past? Why live in the sickness realm? This is to tell you that a man can be a Christian in profession and not such in heart. Remember several sons of Sceva. This use of the name Jesus inspires them to try using the same name as an incantation. Like witch doctor, herbalist, when you begin to say, "In the name of Jesus, in 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 the name of Jesus," almost 7 times. If your prayer answer is only one, "Jesus here," the rest is out of unbelief. Okay, I'm here now. If you say, "T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua," and later I say, "Yes, it's only one I hear. If I hear the other one, I will answer you all the time. Stand up, uncle. I want you to call you my name.
T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua.
It's only one I hear. Okay, call it again.
T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua, T.B. Joshua.
Of the name Jesus inspires seven sons of Sceva to try using the same name as an incantation. Incantation means when you begin to say, "In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus," it's an incantation. is not deaf. If we resist the devil by faith in Christ, I mean by active faith, I mean by lifeless faith, Satan will flee from us. But if we think, are you with me? The way TB Joshua called that name, the way Bible says we should call the name, if you think, listen to that, the word think, if you think to resist Satan by the using the name Christ or his work as a spear or charm, Satan will prevail against us. Where there is true sorrow for sin, there will be free confession of sin to God in every prayer. Evil spirit recognize impostures. And can distinguish them from those with rare spiritual power. This one is true. This one is fake. This one is true. This one is fake. The book of Acts, verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know. And Paul, I know, but who are you? This is the question evil spirit is asking you every day. Many of us, we are unable to answer. Each time you say, in the name of Jesus, evil spirit will say, who are you? Evil spirit recognize impostures, fake, and can distinguish them from those with real spiritual power, such as Jesus and Paul. If you are not armed for battle, you will continue to fight your neighbor. And when we fight the wrong battle, you continue to fight unlimited battle. Right now, think how many years you have been on this battle. And the Bible says your battle are meant for your spiritual benefits. What are you benefit from the battle? Huh? Tell me what you have been benefit from your trial. Tell me what you have been benefit from your persecution. The persecution I suffer in the hands of my detractor caused me to be known all over the world. Because our weapon of warfare is not carnal. We have enemies, no doubt about that. But who are your enemies? Your enemy is not blood and flesh, because the captain you are fighting for is spiritual. Your enemy is not blood and flesh, because the banner under you are fighting is not a carnal banner. It's not the banner you can carry, people see.
When I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek. You are my only. My only Lord.
time now to begin to confess whom you are. First, as a member of household of faith. Are you not a member of household of faith? When you are facing difficult situations in which it seems there is no hope, there is no future, remember, you should learn how to use the weapons of testimony and confession. The weapon of your testimony and your confession. Remember your difficult trial situation in which God has taken you through. You have come all the way long, full of trial, full of persecution. You know, at small age, what you are facing. You are a promised child. If you agree with me that you are a promised child, let me see your hand. You know what I mean? That is, you are a promised carrier. You have come all the way long. If you remember trying situation in the past, difficult situation in the past, in which nobody believed you will succeed, you will pass through this difficult time, but here you are looking freely. Here you are walking freely. Here you are shouting freely. Here you are smiling freely. Hallelujah. The sickness you have passed through, the difficulty you have passed through, the hardship you have passed through, are you talking of accident? Many pass through this, but today they are still on the sea bed, and many have died. Difficult, similar hardship, similar failure, similar sickness, similar trials which you have passed through. Many are still on the sick bed, and many, their dream has hit the rock of failure, rock of death, rock of perpetual. But here you are today. This is testimony I'm talking about. This is the confession I'm talking about. Whenever you face difficult situation in which it seems there is no hope, there is no future, remember to use your testimony and confession of what the Lord has done in the past and what He is able to do in the same. Are you with me? When I say testimony, you don't know what I mean by testimony. You have come all the way long. You refuse to die. Whenever you are facing difficult situations in which it seems there is no hope, there is no future, we should learn to use the weapon of testimony and confession of what the Lord has done in the past for you. And what he is able to do in the circumstance. Can you open your lips now and begin to burst out your testimony in the past? What the Lord has done in the past.
Abre tus labios y empieza a confesar toda palabra buena. ¿De dónde te has sacado?
Je voulais recommencer à témoigner de ce que le Seigneur a fait pour vous dans le passé, car il peut le faire encore aujourd'hui. C'est une arme spirituelle que Dieu nous a donnée de rappeler ce que Dieu a fait dans le passé.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Listen, whom are you working with? You are working with the Lord. And if you are working with the Lord, this means the life you are living, you live in Him. In Him you move. In Him you have your being. Begin to confess this.
Empieza a confesar. En Él nos movemos. En Él tenemos nuestro ser. En Él somos y estamos.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Him there is no defeat. In Him there is no fear. If you are working with Him, you live in Him. In Him you move. In Him you smile. In Him you stand. In Him you talk. In Him you dance. In Him, in Him, in Him. 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 I may not know the situation you are in because I'm a human being just like you. If there's any difference, it's the grace of God. Just grace. But all I know, what I'm about to say to you is not mine. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes.
Any yoke that is threatening your freedom. When I say yoke, you know those that are trying to stand against you. Those that seem to disturb you. That you are a Christian does not eliminate adversity. Any yoke that is threatening your freedom. Right now, open your lips and begin to rebuild that yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Rebook it in the name of Jesus. Rebook it in the name of Jesus. Be once all over the world. Any yoke that threatening freedom. You need freedom in your head. You need freedom in your business. You need freedom in your finances. You need freedom in your marital life. Your career, your destiny. Whatever yoke. Any yoke. That is threatening your freedom. Begin to rebook it in the name of Jesus. Be it sickness. Be it disease. Be it poverty. Begin to rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
Continúe revocando todo lo que esté en contra de, que esté amenazando su salud. Revóquelo en el nombre poderoso de Jesús.
You evil spirit, whatever demonic activity, demonic forces that threaten your life, evil demon in the name of Jesus, say out of my life, out of my life, out of my life, out of my life. Begin to disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Whatever name calling, could be cancer, could be diabetes. Right now, begin to measure those sickness that is tormenting your life. Measure those sickness. Measure them. Measure them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them out.
Chassez-les dans le nom de Jésus-Christ.
Continue mencionando sus enfermedades en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo y revóquelas.
Watch your screen. Here's a particular vomit and process substances from that body.
Whatever area of your life that is tormented by evil spirits, begin to command them out. Command them out. Within, outside. In your life, in your life, in your life, say out, out of my life, out of my life. Stretch your hand forward. Begin to command that demonic activity, demonic forces within your life. Say, I command them out. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command them out. In the name of Jesus.
L'activité démoniaque, je vous commande de sortir. Toute activité de force démoniaque en sa vie, empiece à commander-la fuera en le nom poderoso de Jésus-Christ. Continue to watch the screen of salvation as the kingdom of Satan is in total disarray. As he continues to command his demonic activities and forces out of your life, continue to watch your screen. Remember, this is the moment you'll be waiting for. Continue to be in an attitude of prayer.
Continue ordenando toda fuerza demoníaca, actividad demoníaca en su vida que salga en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
Say in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. Right now, begin to disconnect yourself. Anything that is not of God, whatever Satan must have used to connect you,
cualquier cosa que empiece a desconectarse de cualquier cosa que Satanás haya conectado en usted, desconéctese en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
Mission que Satan a utilisé pour vous connecter à lui-même, que Satan soit brisé dans le nom de Jésus-Christ. Déconnectez-vous dans le nom de Jésus. See what is happening right now. As every chain in the lives of the people are being broken, continue to watch the screen and pray along, believing that today your own miracle will happen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to reject failure.
Rechaza el fracaso.
Begin to reject disappointment. Begin to reject reproach.
Rechace la
In the name of Jesus.
Rejetez la déception, rejetez le reproche.
le nom de Jésus.
Rechace la decepción y rechace el fracaso en su vida en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo. Rechácelos.
In the mighty name of Jesus, right now begin to cancel every appointment with disappointment, every appointment with sorrow, every appointment with unfavorable situation, every appointment with discomfort. Cancel them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now begin to confess your freedom. Agree with me, confess your freedom. Confess your release. My head is restored.
Mi salud está restaurada.
My business is released.
Mis finanzas son restaurées.
Open your lips in the name of Jesus, confess it.
Confessez-le. Mes finances sont libérées. Ma santé est restaurée.
Confiese con sus labios. Mis finanzas están restauradas. Ore.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to Him. For your freedom.
Agite sus manos y dé gracias
a Dios. Give thanks to Him for your freedom.
Gracias a Dios por su libertad.
That's to worship the Lord.
That's what I was created for.
Oh, oh, oh.
created for. No other reason but to lift my hands to you, O God of all the earth. I was created for. I was created for. I was created for. Oh, oh, oh.
Lord, your kingdom come. Thy will be done in this earth, O God. O God, we bless you.